WGR 55.
Congress also left the design of the new dollar coin to the Treasury Secretary, avoiding a dispute between lawmakers who want it to depict the Statue of Liberty and others who want an actual woman or women of historic significance and consequence. Maybe four others, who want a woman. There must be. I mean, they tried Susan B. Anthony. He was so damn ugly, nobody wanted to carry the coin around with him in his pocket.
You're hearing a tribute to John Otto on WGR News Radio 55.
WGR 55.
The more to come, son.
Oh, I heard that part of the program. Are you there? Someone may have fallen asleep on the line waiting, you know.
Are you there?
It's been a while. If you could just take a moment to turn the radio off. Oh, are you there?
I called him before 11, you know.
Oh, I know. That. Oh, before 11? And it's 12:15?
11?
Huh?
No, if you want to turn your radio off now that we have you on, it's important to do. You're on at last. I know you're astonished because...
Nobody asked me anything.
Been an hour and 50... is he talking to me? I remember, wasn't Robert Duvall who looked in the mirror as the taxi driver and said, Is he talking to me? No, the thing is, you got to turn your radio off. Can you do that? I don't think so. I think there's total confusion at this end, and it's... We're never going to make it. I'm pretty sure.
Are you there?
Huh?
Yeah, we got you on. Here we are. Hi there. Hi. At long last, yes, are you there?
I can't get him, Dad.
Oh, gee, no, you can. You got him. You got the whole world. I'm listening.
Dad.
We're listening to your every word. Boy.
You're hearing a tribute to John Otto on WGR 55, one of John's, the bane of John that was with the callers who, and they were few and far between, who didn't get it.
55.
Not only does Oprah not boogie, but she's a quite different personality as it comes across on the Box of Shadows from Rosie O'Donnell. She will spend a whole program with the very smarmy and additionally ugly Dennis Rodman, you know. Now, Rosie, I can't believe Rosie would do that, but Oprah would do.
You're hearing a tribute to John Otto on WGR News Radio 55. John Otto commenting about some of the things that he's seen on...
Just amazing.
Here's a... You'll recognize this. He used to use this frequently, but not overuse it.
Oh, boy!
Oh, yeah, he loved Alan Sherman.
He loved Alan Sherman. But he had... He had a cornucopia of great, as we call them in the business, drop-in sound bites. I just put these in the machine. I actually don't know what...
That's right!
All right. That's Don Pardo, which he used for correct answers. Let me see what... Oh, that was the wrong answer buzzer.
Wrong answer buzzer.
I used to hear more of the wrong answer buzzer than I did of Don Pardo there. 886-6450. I'm sorry, I shouldn't even give the call the telephone numbers because we are working on a full bank here at WGR News Radio 55. You are hearing Tom Atkins was on the air. Close that we'll always remember, as we will always remember John Otto. This is it.
It's very nice to work with you guys.
This is John Otto, and...
Bye.
I'll be with you.
John Otto, may he rest in peace. When you need to know about the world, when you need to know about the country, when you need to know about Western New York, depend on News Radio 55, WGR, Buffalo.
A city remembers and speaking out to the school board.